Hello, it's day two of the Citizens Advice Bureau conference and workshops, and there've just been seven workshops, I think, going on, haven't there, Kirsty? Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And I'm here with Kirsty Field, and Kirsty's from the Wiltshire Citizens Advice Bureau, and you went to a seminar on complaining, is that right?
Complaining, that's right, yes, about how we can use our clients to help us complain about issues. I found many of the delegates, Citizens Advice Bureau staff, very negative, saying we haven't got the resources all the time to involve clients in campaigning. When actually I see the whole advice process is about involving clients and giving them the option, and one of the options is to complain, whether it's to the MP, whether it's to the organisation. So I thought it's very negative, and if people haven't got the resources, what are they doing here today? Campaigning is the future.
That seems to tie in strongly with the theme of empowerment, that actually if you give people the resources and the information about how they can complain themselves, then rather than having to take that away from them and say, we'll complain on your behalf, surely that ultimately should make the workload smaller, not bigger.
Exactly. I think we underestimate the fact that people want to complain. People do enjoy campaigning, and it makes them feel they can make a difference. And after all, they know the problem more than we do, because it's their problem.
With the changes in the way that the government have structured the whole sector, that the CAB are having to take on a lot more work, it seems, that there's particularly to do with consumer advocacy and consumer rights. I guess that's an area where there are very specific kinds of complaints, and some of them go back to the company that have done the wrong thing, and some of them are legal complaints. Do you think that the CAB's role in that kind of mediation process between the consumer or the citizen and whoever it is that needs to complain, is that going to change?
I think our campaigning role is going to get stronger. I think we are the voice for people, and today is all about empowering people. And so I think it's a crucial role. So I'm disappointed to see that it's not a national thing for Citizens Advice to be thinking that social policy is the way forward.
I wonder if some of that comes from some people within the organisation just feeling overwhelmed, that with the changes they've got so much more to take on that those of you who are on the ground doing the advice, that actually it's clearer to you how the changes are going to affect you. Because it seemed in the panel discussion at the beginning that the bureau workers, that you're kind of the nerve endings of that measure the impact of these government decisions, that you're seeing it on a day-to-day basis, that the kind of things that people are coming into you with, that you're immediately seeing the impact of what the government's doing, both in terms of people not understanding legislation, but also having to deal with the effect of housing benefit changes or whatever. Do you feel that you're listened to in that? Is this conference part of that listening process?
Yes, definitely. I think that's why the role of social policy is particularly key at the moment, because we do hear what's happening on the front line, and we can use that evidence to influence government and local authorities' decisions. So yes, it's crucial.
Well, let's hope that this interview and the stuff that we're doing with Amplified forms part of that report that goes back, hopefully, to the Department of Work and Pensions, because they're here, and hopefully they're listening.
I hope so. If not, we are doing a report in Wiltshire, which they will be receiving in the next couple of months.
Brilliant. We look forward to seeing the impact of that. Thanks,
Kirsty. All right, thank you.